Lenten Journey, Day 28, Perseverance. Our church fathers direct us to three separate parables on the Sundays of Lent, parables in which the hero of the story is of questionable character. The first of these, the prodigal son. Last week we reflected on the unfaithful servant. Today we look at the unrighteous judge, a man who Jesus tells us did not fear anyone, not even God, nor did he care for any person. And in the town where he was judge, a widow kept coming to him and pleading with him and begging that he see her case. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God, nor do I care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice, so that she won't eventually wear me out." And Jesus concludes his parable with an interesting statement. He says, "Listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly." An odd story indeed. On first reading, you might think that Jesus compares God to this unrighteous, unjust judge. It creates this image of a God who can be worn out, that somehow if we keep persevering, if we continue to pray over and over again, that God will eventually wear down and he will say yes to our needs, to our desires. So keep praying, keep being persistent, persevere like the old lady, and at the end, God will wear down and will give you what you want. But of course, on closer inspection of the parable, that is, when we read it in its entirety, we see that the author, St. Luke, writes a few words of explanation as a preface to the parable. He says, "Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up." So yes, this is a story of perseverance, but it is not to wear God down. It's perseverance so that we should always keep in mind that we need to be in communion with God. You see, because many times we have a misconception of what prayer is about. For in fact, Jesus tells us, as a preface to the Lord's Prayer, he says, "Do not heap up extra words. Your heavenly Father already knows what you need. Therefore, when you pray, pray like this." And Jesus offers us the Our Father prayer. So if our Heavenly Father knows what we need, why then pray? Obviously, we have a misunderstanding of what prayer is about. Prayer is not merely a conversation with God. We pray because we need a conversation with ourselves. You see, God already knows our needs. God knows the desires of our heart. God knows where we're going to be going. But you know what? We don't know that. How often do we give time to hear ourselves, to hear the inner self speaking to ourselves? Part of this Lenten journey has been to open the ears of our heart, to be able to listen attentively, and to really sit still and understand who we are in the context of life. After all, that is the discipline of Lent. It is not merely to cut down on food, but it is really to come down to the bare essentials, what is necessary to survive. Jesus tells us the same message that he said to the tempter. "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the Lord." Think about it for a moment. God knows our needs. We need to know our needs. This is why the practice of prayer, Jesus tells us to go into a small room and pray without any distractions, so that you understand what your needs are. For when we pray for the good things, God already wants us to have the good things. But how are they going to arrive to us? We need to find the strength. We need to find the patience, the devotion. We need to find the correct values. We need to wake up, put our dreams aside, and put on the new garment of hope to walk forward. This all comes from us taking an action. This all comes from us accepting that we are God's children. He is our Father. He will take care of us no matter what. As He takes care of the birds in the air, as He takes care of the lilies of the field that are here today and gone tomorrow, so too He will take care of us. In fact, even more. Jesus tells us, how much more are you worth than those lilies of the field, than the birds of the air? Your heavenly Father takes care of them. How much more He will take care of you? Do you have that faith? Then you need to continue the prayer. You need to be persistent, persevere, be consistent in your prayer life. Like the lady in the story, never doubting that at the end she will get what she wants, but to be persistent. And when you're persistent, it's not a question of God the judge listening. It's a question of you listening. In your persistence, you'll find that these prayers turn into mantras. They turn into guidelines by which you start living, by which you accept responsibility in your life. And much as your life has changed during this Lenten season, your prayer life will begin to mature and your prayers become real mantras towards action. Action to realize the dreams that are set deep in your heart and not the desires based on the whims of today. We conclude today's Lenten journey with the prayer that our Lord Jesus Christ taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow when we'll take the next step in our Lenten journey. Until then, I invite you to join us at epostle.net, the voice of the Inner Shoes Ministry, where you'll find resources, you'll find podcasts, broadcasts to help you through the Lenten season as well as the journey through life. That's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an expanding and electronic universe.